And the Bible says, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day. And Lord, thank you for those that are here and our church family. And Lord, I pray that you speak to our hearts today. We thank you for your word. And Lord, that we can look to it for comfort, and strength, encouragement, Lord, certainly salvation. And so, Lord, we're thankful for your presence today. I know you're with us, Lord, but I pray we feel your presence today. And we'll commit this service to your care. And just pray you speak through me. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. The title of the message today is Giving Thanks Always. Giving Thanks Always. I found out this morning, I thought maybe that might be the case, but I know that not everybody was aware of our son-in-law's passing this past week, but most of you did know it. But I mentioned some things with some people, and you know, it's been a hard week for us, the whole family. Of course, Colin passed away on Danielle's birthday, you know, right before Thanksgiving, and we got the Christmas holidays coming up, and I know you wondered, and I would be in the same situation and probably have wondered this before, you know, how that we as a family, you know, was have much of a Thanksgiving this year with everything going the way that it's gone. But, you know, I started thinking about it, and you know, in the midst of it all, you know, we still had a lot of things to be thankful for. Some of the folks had mentioned that they didn't call us, you know, just felt like we had our hands full, and that's fine. I know sometimes you're torn between calling and not calling. You know, you kind of want to call, but you don't want to bother somebody. But I don't think that I've had as many phone calls and certainly not as many texts in a single day than I had on in those 2 days of and after that took place. And I want you to know from me and my family that meant a lot to us, really. I'm starting to get the hang of texting now because of so many. I can do it, you know. I found out, I learned how to get, I was getting fast at it. I'm a one-finger typer, but I can get it in there. We got a lot of calls, buddy. I mean text messages. Sometimes I looked around and Sherry and Danielle and I were all on the phone at the same time with somebody texting us or somebody calling us, and you know, it wasn't a bother at all. It was a blessing, really, to hear from everybody. You know, family night there at the funeral home, it was pouring down rain like nobody's business. It's cold, it's dark, and I mean, just so many people came out, and it was a real encouragement. It really was. It was a real blessing to us, and I want to thank you for doing that. I mean, I know it's you know, it's right before the holidays for everybody else too. You know, you got things going on, and then even on the funeral day before Thanksgiving, and of course it had to snow while we were getting. I got in the funeral home and looked out the window, and it was all coming down. Of course, it didn't amount to much, and we were thankful for that it didn't. But we had the snow coming down, and then you know, we were just blown away by all the food preparation. Man alive, we got down here, and honestly, minus the turkeys and the hams, I think we had more food for our reception there than we had during Thanksgiving dinner. And we really appreciate it because, like I said, I know it's a burden when you're getting ready for your family Thanksgiving to do and then have to cook again, and you know, you try to get stuff. We probably could have had Thanksgiving for everybody the next day on the leftovers that were probably left there. And it meant a lot to us, really did. Church came through, just couldn't believe it. Just got a lot of compliments from other people outside the church about what all the church did for us. I didn't even mention Diane. If you're seeing any strange money in the safe, that's what it's from. People said, here, we want to give you church some money for what all they did. The ladies of the church, man down there serving and taking care of it and cleaning up and you know, we sure appreciate it. That was something to be thankful for, and I wanted to express my thanks this morning with a message. And I know some of you didn't know, and I know everybody said we'd do anything for you, you know, and I know you would, and did plenty. And we're thankful for your love. We're thankful for your support, and it meant a lot to us. It still does. And I started thinking about this and looking at it at Thanksgiving, and probably talked about this other Thanksgivings as well, I'm not sure. But I got some things about being thankful that we ought to look at and that would be appropriate today for sure. Number one point is that being thankful should be continuous and not contingent. Continuous and not contingent. I read you the one text. It says, giving thanks always for all things. Now, that's a hard thing when you think about giving thanks always for all things. But sometimes, you know, it's harder maybe to see what to be thankful for in all things. And then in Philippians, if you just go a couple pages over, is Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 says this. And this is the Apostle Paul wrote this. He said, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And then he gave some other things that go along with being thankful there. He said, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, and whatsoever things are honest, and whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me do, and the God of peace shall be with you. And then he went on to say, but I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at the last hour, or the last, which it is the last hour for Paul, the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein ye were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, it says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That it's the will of God that in everything that we give thanks. And so we see, and our thanksgiving is to be continuous and not contingent upon the circumstance. The Apostle Paul wrote Philippians and many of the other epistles when he was in prison, and in this particular one in Philippians, there he was about to be executed for his witness for Christ. He said, "Here at the last," that's what he was speaking about. He's facing his own personal execution for his witness for Christ, but he found something to be thankful for. He was thankful for the love and the support, and he was thankful for the peace of God, and he was thankful for the God of peace. And he rejoiced at the care. He said, I rejoice in the Lord, in verse 10, greatly, that now at the last your care with me have flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but ye lacked opportunity. What he's saying there, he says, I knew that you cared for me. I knew it. I knew it all along, but you didn't really have an opportunity to show it, but now you do, and you did. And he said, I'm thankful for that. So he said, I rejoice in that. Which brings me to the next point that I want to talk about, the benefits of being thankful, the benefits of or having a thankful spirit. Benefits of a thankful spirit. Number one, personal happiness. Paul said, I rejoice in the Lord greatly. You know, and I said a moment ago that sometimes we believe that happiness depends on how well things go. But actually, happiness is determined by our attitude. Happiness is determined by our attitude. And you know, we don't have to understand everything that's going on in life. We don't have to understand it all. But you know, it's just how you look at things. Pessimistic, optimistic. You know, is the glass half full or is the glass half empty? It's just, you know, how you look at it. It's the same. A glass half full is a glass half full. Or a glass half empty is a glass half empty. It's the same amount in the glass. It's just how are you taking that? So we have personal happiness as a benefit of being thankful. And the second thing we see in Philippians 4:7, it says, and the peace of God. The peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know, here's the thing, and we know that people are going through things all over the world, and when you go through it and you wonder how people can deal with what they have to deal with. But this is something I've found along the way, that God gives grace when grace is needed. God gives us grace as we need it. And being thankful always is a witness for Jesus Christ to the world. It's a witness for Jesus Christ always. You know, if we were only thankful, I got to thinking about this too. It seems like here at times, at certain times in our life, it seems like that there's somebody said this morning, you know, we're kind of overdue for something good. we're kind of overdue. I've been to six funerals, participated in or been to six funerals, and will be here shortly. It's five now and six on the way, and probably seven on the way, depending on how holy things go with my wife's aunt. We're looking at seven funerals in a 2 or 3 month span. You think that things aren't going good, and so if we were only thankful when things were going well, we might not be thankful very often. So we ought to be. It's a witness to the world of the grace of God. How do you get through it, brother? How do you get through it, sister? You get through it because God gets us through.
Amen.
That's how you get through it. How are you able to cope? Because of God. And that's what we can tell somebody, that the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, and that's why they say, I just don't see how you get through it. I don't understand. I don't understand either, but I don't have to understand. You know, it's the peace of God by being because of thanks. Being thankful will enlarge personal relationships. Being thankful will enlarge personal relationships. You know, sometimes it seems like that where we take people for granted or things for granted maybe, and so much more though with the ones that we're closest to. You know, they're just always there for us, and we take those things for granted. I read this little funny illustration. Well, it's not really a funny illustration, but probably true. Spouses, a lot of times, you take your spouse for granted. The longer you've been married, you know, sometimes that happens. And I read this little thing here. It said, the first year of marriage, the husband, he saw his wife that she wasn't feeling well, and he says to her, he says, you don't look so good. He said, I'm taking you to the hospital. I know the food there is not that great, so I'm going to have your meals catered to you. The second year, he said, you know, you don't look good. He said, I'll call the doctor and I'll take care of the kids. The third year, he says, you don't look so good. When you're done feeding the kids and cleaning up, you should go lay down. In the fourth year, he says, will you stop coughing all over the place? You're going to give me your cold. Isn't that kind of how it goes sometimes? You know, I started thinking about the husbands quite a bit, but you know, these things go both ways a lot of times. And I was thinking about with our relationships, you know, ladies, sometimes with your spouse, wouldn't hurt to kind of tell your husband how much you appreciate him and appreciate the things that he does, and that might improve your marriage just a little bit. I think it would. You know, when you think about our church family, and I know sometimes we probably take each other for granted as well, and think how much stronger our church would be if we took more time to tell each other how much we appreciated them. You know, and how much we loved them, and sometimes maybe it takes adversity and things like this that we've gone through to realize. And I told there at the funeral service, I knew that they said, well, you know, somebody had said, yeah, we're going to do food and everything. And then I got down to the end of the service and I thought, well, I got to invite everybody. I need to tell everybody that, you know, we were going to come back to the church for food. But I didn't know for sure. I mean, I hadn't seen it with my own two eyes that there was food. So I told them, I said, you know, I was looking at a couple of our church members and I was saying, kind of glancing out there at the crowd, I said, yeah, and everybody's invited back to the church because we got food there and everything. And it was probably just the look on their faces. I was thinking, I hope. We got a pack of nabs or something. We'll get you something. You know, you just come back. I'm thinking. And then we came down and shoo-wee, man. I mean, it was just like a say, overwhelmed. Everything was set up, taken care of. And I guess, you know, with Sherry and I usually are kind of in the middle of the setups and the takedowns. And, you know, you're kind of more aware of it. But, hey, you know, the church took care of it, and you know, so we really do appreciate you, and, And it showed us how much you appreciate our family and us. And I think sometimes, you know, we just need to tell everyone, you know, each other that, you know, we appreciate you, we love you for what you've done. And, you know, I learned some things. I learned this as I've gone along in life. I'd say it's in my Christian walk, but maybe sometimes people learn this outside of a Christian walk just as it, because of older. But, you know, here's the thing about this, that nobody's perfect. Amen? That's a good amen point right there, by the way. Nobody's perfect. And love is a decision. It's a decision that we make. And, you know, I learned this one thing that, you know, we're going to have to love everybody like they are, or we're just not going to be able to love at all. You know, we're not going to wait around for somebody to come along that's just going to be perfect and we're going to love them, right? We're going to have to love people like they are. And that's, or there's no possibility of loving at all. You know, when the Apostle Paul wrote most of the letters that he wrote from prison, or any of the letters that he wrote, he said this, he always started out in some form of this. He said, I thank God for you all. So I just thank God for you all. That's what he said. He was thankful. Personal relationships. Being thankful will help your personal relationships. Being thankful will enhance your relationship with God. In Philippians 4:7, we see, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. And in 4:9, in verse 9 of the same thing, it says this. It says, the God of peace, the last part of the verse, it says, the God of peace shall be with you. Someone said that God lives in two places. Number one, He lives in heaven, and He lives in a humble and grateful heart. And we can be thankful for the presence of God, and we can be thankful for the peace of God. I know on Thanksgiving evening, I had planned on, Rick and I had talked about before, that we was going to go hunting on Thanksgiving after everything was all settled down. And so we, Kyle and I and Rick, we went out, and, you know, I climbed up on a mountain there, and I just got all alone with God, and I had some things to say. And I asked God, I said, I got some questions, you know, and I don't think it's wrong to question God. I mean, I didn't have an attitude about it. But I said, you know, God, I don't understand. And I asked some pastors about it. I said, of all days, you know, on my daughter's birthday, that her husband had to pass away. And I said, I don't know why. I know you're right. I know your timing's perfect. I know you make no mistakes. But I just didn't... 365 days in a year, and we got to have a death on her birthday day. And then I said, God, I just don't, you know, why altogether? You know, I wasn't saying why me. Doesn't matter. I just talked to God about it, and I want you to know something. I knew one thing. I knew that God was there. I knew that I was leaning on the everlasting arms. I knew that God, I was in His hands. I didn't get any answers about it, by the way. But I knew that God was there. And it was the peace of God, and also it was the God of peace. In everything, the Bible says, in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then God has a plan and a will, and one of the wills is that God has is that in everything that we give thanks. There's ways to develop thanksgiving in our hearts. I might have talked about this one other time, and some of these messages kind of blend together, but number one is remember that everything is from God, and that everything belongs to God, and everything that we have, people included, is on loan from God. Everything we have is on loan from God. We have to remember that. Number two, avoid complaining. Now, this is hard. I got done, I got my outline together, and I had this point about avoiding complaining, and I got this letter in the mail before about my health insurance. You know, it's aggravating the way everything's going with that. And I called them. They said, you got to send this letter in. If you want to keep the insurance policy that you have, you keep it. Or if you want some other options, they gave me two other choices, you do that. And I said, okay. So I signed the letter and mailed it in with some other mail, you know. Of course, all the other mail on the earth that day got to where it was supposed to go, except this letter that had to deal with my insurance. Got to do it by November 30th. So I get a call on their answering machine that said they hadn't received my letter after 3 weeks. Of course, every other piece of mail we mailed since eternity began has got where it's supposed to go. This is the one critical one, you know, it don't get there. So I'm aggravated. And I call, and of course, you know, I get the recording, the elevator music, and then I get this little voice coming on saying, you know, tell me it's a recording, asking me my name, my social security number, the policy number, you know, 100 things. And then I finally get a human being, and guess what I got to do with her? I got to tell her my name, my social security number, I got to tell her the policy number, and I said, lady, let me ask you something. Why have you burned up all of my time? For 10 minutes, I've been listening to a recording answering the same questions that you're asking me. Why didn't they just give you me to start with? I probably sounded about like I sound now. And she said, well, that's the way they do it. And she said, you know, I said, well, listen, you know, I need to find out if you received my letter. Well, I don't know. I can't decide. My system's down. You know, just call back sometime between now and the end of the month. I said, lady, it's almost the end of the month now. I said, I'm talking to you. She said, well, call this number right here. They got a list. They can tell you if you got your letter. Called that list up, and guess what? Our office hours are Monday through Friday. This was on Saturday. They're on Monday through Friday from... So I got this little outline together about not complaining, and I called back down there on whatever day it was, Friday. I got the elevator music, and I got a recording, and they asked me all those questions again, and then I finally got a human being, and she come on there again. And she looked through there, man, and I was aggravated, and I hung up the phone, and I started laughing, and I told Sherry. I said, yeah, I just did a little great message here, and one of my points is avoiding complaining. And I complained like there's nobody's business, man. Oh. I read about a church that they had a fasted from complaining. Now, buddy, I'm going to tell you what, it'd be easier to fast from eating food. Think about it. Think about how much we complain in the course of a day, course of a week. But listen to this. They had a fast. They decided they weren't going to complain. This is a true story. For 6 weeks, they said after 6 weeks, they noticed that the quality of their lives had improved. The quality of their lives had improved. Psalm 77:3, the last part of that psalm says, I complained and my spirit was overwhelmed. You know why your spirit's overwhelmed? Because complaining don't change anything. And I complained to them insurance people, I was blue in the face, and guess what? I still had to listen to recording, I still had to answer all the same stupid questions, I still found they didn't get my letter, and then I found out I could do it verbally over the phone. Yeah, boy. Give thanks, right? Huh? Give thanks. I said, I don't have to sign anything. I don't send nothing back. No, I'll just send you a letter and say everything's okay. Complaining doesn't change anything. What it does is amplifies trouble. It spreads discord and frustration. It opens the door for the devil. And I thought about this. For everything that we complain about, we can find 10 things to praise. And I read that right over there. See, it says this. Look, this is how you do it. Actually, verse in Philippians 4, 8 through, verse 8 particularly. It said this. You know, how can you survive Thanksgiving, and how can you survive when in the midst of personal tragedy? Look what it said. It said, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, it says this, think on these things. Think on these things. I guess I ought to have been thinking about how glad I was I had health insurance. Huh? Even though I had to hassle around with envy. See, think on the good things. And if there, it says to praise. Praise. In everything that we can complain about, we can find 10 things to praise God about. Back in Philippians 2, chapter 2, just back up there a page, in verse 14, 15 says this, do all things without murmurings and disputings. How many things are we supposed to do without murmurings and disputings? All things. It says that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. Complaining ruins your Christian testimony. Above it, that's probably the worst thing about it. How do we become thankful people? By giving thanks. Amen. Not once a year. Not even once a week or not even once a day, but always. Ephesians 5:19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. I read this little thing here, some stats to help you at Thanksgiving. It said this, if you own a Bible, you're abundantly blessed because one-third of the people in the world do not own one. If you awoke today with more health than illness, you are more blessed than 1 million people who will not survive this week. If you've never experienced the danger of war, the loneliness of imprisonment, the agony of torture, the pangs of starvation, you are more fortunate than 500 million people on earth. If you have food in the refrigerator, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, $20 in your pocket, and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of the world. God forgive us when we whine. We sing, count your many blessings, but I thought about this as well. You can't count your blessings. We can't count them. There are too many. But we can thank the one who blesses. We can thank the one who blesses. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. Lord, we do have many things to be thankful for, and most of all, it's you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for being there for us. Lord, for saving us. Lord, thank you we can pray to you. Thank you for your word that encourages us, Lord. And we know there's a better day ahead, and we're looking forward to that day. Lord, we thank you for your grace and mercy and for your strength. I pray today, Lord, that we all have a thankful attitude, Lord, a thankful heart, and that we too could have a fast from complaining, Lord, for the rest of our life. And people would see you in us, Lord, and see a difference. Lord, I pray for that one that may be here today, not sure about their salvation, where they might end, be if this life would end. Lord, I pray that they'll see their need of calling on you, Lord. They can be thankful that we have a Savior, that we have eternal life. Lord, I ask you, Lord, now to bless this invitation time. Lord, speak to hearts. Lord, I pray that we'll, if nothing else, Lord, just spend our time thanking you for what you've already done for us if you never do another thing. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.